Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is closer than distance,
Discussions. I am your host, Sweet Pea. I am excited to be here. This is the first time on the radio in almost 6 weeks, so welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Blog Talk. We are sponsored by A.P. Taylor, and I am a part of All Poetry, one of the world's largest poetry sites, a place where we get to talk poetry and have fun. I'm inside a little group of that called Team of Voices, which is one of the greatest little poetry groups in the world as far as I'm concerned. We write, we talk, we discuss, we laugh, we giggle, and all of those great things. Right now, I have a group of my friends waiting on the line for me to say hello to. So I will say hello to Rack and Tor. Rack, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Happy to hear. And then I will say hello to Mr. A.P. Taylor. How are you, A.P.?
Hi. Good, thanks, Wick. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight. And then I will say hello to my friend Wayne. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. And then I'm going to say hello to Mr. Hatter, Hatter. Hello, Hatter. How are you tonight?
Hey, do you hear the crackling like I hear?
I hear no crackling, sir. Do you need to call back?
Okay, so it's just on Monday. If it gets any worse, I'll just have to call back. Yeah.
Because I'm smooth as a baby's bottom.
Let me call back. It's pretty annoying. I'll call you back.
Okay, sir. AP, are you on a jump and run right now? Do I need to throw you up on the board or?
Crossley, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So bear with me because I have just finished the poem. Like, I'm just saving it as we speak.
Okay.
I haven't even put
picture
on it.
All right. Well, then I'm going to talk a little bit about the pictures. The pictures are from the wildlife photography contest. I selected a few, but I left the link for everybody to go look at. This is the comedy selection of wild animals that happened to be caught by any photographer that was out there doing whatever could have submitted. A lot of them were just so hysterical to me. So I put them up there and hope you enjoyed them. And I just thought they might tickle a few muses or so. So whenever AP is available or throws his poem up there, we will see what tickled his muse, what picture, and we will go from there.
Misspelled Midge, but anyway, that's okay. As long as the poem saves, because I'm just putting the photo on it. Oh, there it is.
All right.
There are fresh poems and there are fresher poems, and then there's this one. This is Dust It Off. And it goes like this. Overground bounds the streak in a blur of dawns grey and brown. With speed it climbs a peak even faster as tracing a slope down. Only found around this one place, left behind as all other animals grew. But no doubt it has growth, till some idiot pops up and yells boo. Then, downed round parts to rolling, now a rough house of fur left fumble, swearing loud as extolling as the one who caused this huge tumble. Finally a bound before he drowned upon the river whose banks landed too. He dusted off a coat brown as sought out the one troublemaking roux. End poem.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, perfect cadence, perfect rhyme. I love the chaos in this poem. Usually you're very linear. You're quite, you tell a great story, but you do it very linear. This one is kind of jumbly and funny and all around the place. I really appreciate that. It's really like this fight or this falling down a hill or you're not sure who's doing what and all of that. And I love the line, but no doubt it has grace until some idiot pops up and yells boo. And obviously that's some dumb tourist because they think they can, talk to a kangaroo, which is unbelievably stupid because they do kick human beings. We have that problem here in the state I live in because people think they can walk up to elk. And it just amazes me. Like, hello, elk, and elk will, literally run you over. So I'm assuming you're not talking to kangaroo, but human to kangaroo. But I love this. Finally abound before he drowned upon a river whose banks landed too. He dusted off a coat brown as he sought out the one troubling roux. I just like that because he's like falling back on himself, like, oh my gosh, what happened, pitcher? Awesome.
Makes sense to me.
So,
anyway, I guess
you're welcome.
Yes.
My Mad Hatter, what did you think?
I only caught part of it. I've got a bad connection again. I'm going to have to call back. Everything's breaking up.
All right.
Shoot.
Okay.
Let me call back. Okay.
All right.
Good luck, Hatter.
Wayne, what did you think?
I thought there's a whimsical little poem there. You got to watch those idiots yelling boo. You'll tell what happened. They'll call drowning around parts to rolling. There's another good line. And then finally abound to ground before he drowned. That's a good story. It's easy to get this out with this. Make a little the whimsical phrases there. I like that a whole lot. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne. Cheers.
And Rack and Tor.
Yeah, it's like good comedy. It's the observational aspect of it is wonderful. Animals, you know, they'll do what they do, and then, you know, stupid people or stupid events, it's like boo, and then next thing you know they're rolling or doing something which is obviously not intentional, but it's amusing to look at, and we all find humor in it. So you actually pull the humor out of the situation. I think that the photographer was looking for. You may not
Thank
have
you.
Written it.
I agree.
Picture, but
I very rarely write comedy. You know that. I'm a serious
yeah.
writer, and when comedy comes along, I get quite excited.
You're serious and funny.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's the way, like I said, you're very linear, and this was a great surprise, and it was
oh,
a
yeah?
lot of fun. Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, thank you for the prompt. It obviously worked for me, because it just sort of, you know, as I said, found in the book. I think I've got that one poem every 25 are humorous. So, you know, I treasure them when they come.
That's awesome. Yes, my poem tonight is so dark. It's ridiculously dark, and I was like, this is the comedy, and you went so dark, and it's crazy dark. So I don't know if you have to run, but I'm going to read mine.
I will very happy to sit around and listen to your poem, and then I'll run. How's that? Sweet.
Okay, because it is absolutely dark, so I was going to read it first because it is so dark. I went, yeah, you know, you really shouldn't do that to your people, but because it's supposed to be like a comedy. But with me, comedy is a tragedy, so... We're
yeah.
just going to go, okay, and
yep.
I apologize. So, you know, we'll keep it lighthearted the rest of the evening, hopefully, but you never know.
Yes.
So this is a drowning pelican from the site, not in one of the pictures I got, but I felt bad for the pelican, and I didn't want to use a sad owl. So this is Just Stop Screaming, Please. Yes. Internal suicidal focus, lost in nightmares of unrealistic expectations, bearing down on problematic social why me injustice, living lies and loneliness, battered, deep fried, and loveless perceptions. Tear tucks, bone dry on strike, no chance for production. Frozen in time, ticking life away for retaliation. Trust factor, elimination, encouragement, engage for a lifetime of protection. Words of courage and dignity collide with self-pity and sabotage. Razor blade cuts thin slices on paper skin, no one looks twice. Control the dark, keep it in, and know your sins. Outside light show your toothy grin. Complications overwhelm, circumstances circumvented, conjuncting. No more thriving in expressionistic experimental environments. Shattered clusters of bleeding cores eliminate word wars. Not for glory, not for shame, just to quiet. The noise, the shame, to stop the pain. Peace is coming. Dying is forevermore. End poem.
Ugh.
Mm.
You know, that's kind of a perfect ending line with the Nevermore, because Poe's Raven sneaks his... darkness into that a little bit, and I mean the whole thing, like you said, it's got the the overtones of unacceptance and isolation that go with those feelings. You did a beautiful job capturing I'm drowning.
It was just, he looked so lonely and sad, and like there was nothing left, and it was just so sad of a picture. So, yeah, that was bad.
When I pen things like that, I like to think of it as, you know, a snapshot, and, you know, I'm wading through it. You know, it's not to deny that you went through it, and because it's all too relatable for a lot of us. But, you know, at the same time, it's like I want to recognize it and survive it when I see it. So there's a little of that in there too, I think.
Thank you.
Did Hatter come back?
I don't know. I'm looking for him now. No, not yet.
Well, let AP comment then so he could scoop.
What bird did you say that was?
Pelican.
Isn't it a pelican? I'm sure. It looks like, I'm not really sure. It looks like a pelican, but I don't think it is. I don't really know what kind of bird it is. I said pelican, but I have no idea.
No, it's a puffin.
It's a what?
It's a puffin. P-U-F-F-I-N. It's a puffin.
A puffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really didn't know.
It's not a pelican. It's a puffin.
Puffin. Okay. It's a puffin.
It troubled me because I was looking at it and I was going, it's not a pelican. I had to find out what it was. So I've been searching birds.
It looks like a drowning bird.
It does look like a drowning bird. I'll give you that completely. Yeah. Absolutely no doubt about it. That's where it's going. You know, this is to follow the John Cleese great, you know, skit, this is an ex-bird, you know. This is not a living bird. This is an ex-bird, and it's not a parrot, and it's not a pelican. It's just sucked. Basically. Yes.
And his feet aren't nailed to the perch.
Yes. And that's what it reminded me a little bit of. So I actually found humor in it. Isn't that scary? Because it reminded me of that John Cleese dead cow sketch.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And then. It sort of got, for me, the deep fried and the battered thing, yeah?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You could actually do that here with Mars bars. And so I sort of thought of this puffin as some sort of big sort of hypothetical Mars bar that was getting sort of battered and fried next to the chips and potato cakes. And so
oh,
I had this
God.
Sort of vision of a bird as Mars bar being a John Cleese parrot dead sketch. And that's where my head went. At the same time, I was being troubled by the fact that it wasn't a pelican.
Not
and I had to find
pelican.
Out what it was. And so I've got a picture
I'm
of
glad.
A puffin on the board. And you'll see it's got the feet and it's got the beak.
Cool. I'm glad my darkness for you turned into a John Cleese. Because anytime you say John Cleese, I immediately think of...
Yes.
A Fish Called Wanda, which is one of my favorite movies,
yes.
And I cannot stop laughing through the whole thing. Classic movie.
Yes, agreed. And he had some wonderful comedies. He did like 12, only about 12, Fawlty Towers things, and they made horrible, horrible things about most other Europeans, particularly Germans, and they can't show them now because they're so insulting, but God, they're funny.
Yes. John Cleese is just a funny, funny human being. And so you say John Cleese, and I smile. I'm glad that you found humor. Again, John Cleese puts a smile on my face. So thank you.
Pleasure. My work here is done. I've found the bird and put it up on the board, and I've done the comment and all that stuff. So I'm now going to go and get some more work done. It's still Friday afternoon here, and I've got a report to put out. So, you know, it's boring. But
well, think of Mars bars, chicken, and pelicans and puffins are two very different birds.
I will. I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place to do some work this afternoon. So thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Rack. Thanks, Wayne. We'll talk soon.
Good afternoon. I keep forgetting time zones. And Wayne, you get to comment on the bird.
Yes, yeah, so I looked at this bird. I thought it was a tropical bird on vacation snorkeling. I thought it was a pretty nice bird. Snorkeling. If it drowned or was dead, it would be upside down. Then it was head up, I think. I don't know if that bird's drowned. I ain't never seen a drowned bird. I think it's a nice little picture. I don't want to say he's drowning, though. But anyway, this poem was a dark, alliterated poem. If you notice how much alliteration, you had a lot of alliteration in the poem, which is very nice, about retaliation and self-pity. A great eternal rhyme, especially the one that goes, dark, keep it in, know your sins, outside snow, your toothy grin. That's a pretty good internal rhyme with that. So he did a lot of little extras in this poem. It's an actual poem. I didn't think it was that dark. It's kind of sad, but not that dark, really. I didn't think it was that dark. But it's a nice, sad poem in the mood.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, who am I going to go to next? Wayne, I think I'm going to put you on up next.
All right. I have to read tonight. I'm recording.
I know. I saw that. I get to hear you.
I went to work on the field today for the first time in about 8 years. That killed me. Yeah, I'll help you. What you got to do? I'm going to pull a couple of wires. I said, okay. And went to it was a FedEx building waiting to go across the bay, about 250 foot across the bay, about 40 foot up in the air. I said, what in the world? I got myself into county's ladder. It's always as old as I am.
But yeah, what are you got yourself in? Oh,
I don't know how. He used to work for me for like 10, 12 years. So he needed help, so I thought I'd go help him. And I made a mistake. It was a dumb thing to do. But anyway, I lived through it.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
I'm going to be sore in the morning. Before tomorrow.
Well, you should rest. Get yourself some, nice, warm things to drink.
A muscle rub, and I'll be all right.
Yeah. Some battered bread.
Come on.
I don't see my phone for you yet. Is my phone up there?
Yeah, no, I'm getting it. I started talking and forgot what I was doing. I'm supposed to be the host and, doing what I'm supposed to do. But, I just start talking and, doing two things at once. And, all those fun things. I'm just like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah. Learning about your life and all that.
If you're getting it, it could be distracting.
Yeah. All right. You are all up and ready to go, Mr. Birdie Talk.
You see two little birds, the three little birds up in the picture. And one's pretty mad. That one's mad about something. So here's what the quote says, Bird Talk. It goes like this. No, baby, you got it wrong. It wasn't me. You're the only one for me. Can't you see? Her? I don't know who she is. Believe me, honey. Believe me when I say this. She found me home. I told her to leave. Told her how the bed got messy. You got to believe. Those must be your feathers on my back. I know it looks like we just got out of that sack. Don't throw me out. I have nowhere to go. What do you mean? And take that hole. Baby, you're the only one I care about. Hold on. There's no reason to shout. That egg has nothing to do with us. Why do you have to always fuss? I'll go, but don't be the last you hear from me. What are you saying? Just talk to an attorney. Ian?
Oh, that is so funny. Yeah, it sucks to be caught, doesn't it? Bad birdie. That is a bad birdie. Oh.
It was stating illegal.
Yes. This is so funny to me. Yeah. I love the stance of believe me, just got to believe me, man. I don't care what you're seeing, you just got to believe me. Look at me. Look at my eyes. Don't look over there. Don't look over there. I don't care what you see. You just don't believe what you see. Your eyes are lying, not me.
Okay.
Believe me.
I love you.
That's, yeah. I love you. Don't look at what you see because that's not real. Look at me. That's perfect. Oh, Raconteur, what do you think?
The angry birds, and apparently he's dating a legal eagle.
Right.
That's an awesome piece, Wayne. You know, they get those expressions sometimes that you know, you look like you feel when someone yells at you, and you really captured that wonderfully. The whole scenario surrounding why you're getting yelled at just added the icing to the cake. You know, it's like that same old story. You can almost count on, you know, script it yourself and be like, you know, baby, please.
Her, I love her. Who is she?
Yeah. That is just great. And Hatter, your thoughts?
I wasn't able to pay attention. I was having a coughing fit and
I'm sorry, honey. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, you poor baby. I
he needs a beer to go with the crackling.
Yeah.
I just, you know, swallowed wrong or something.
Oh, that's awful. I'm
fine now.
I hate to do that. Good. I'm glad.
That's what the doctors tell me.
That's what the doctors tell me, too. You're fine. It's all good.
Yeah, all right. Go home. You're good. Good.
Yeah.
Just remember, take the pills. Don't forget to take the pills.
I can't find anything for all.
Yeah. You're good. Got nothing to worry about. Really? Okay.
Not a
I'll
problem.
Ignore this.
I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I'm good. I love that poem. I thought it was beautiful. All right. I am going to read Mr. Rackentor's poem, if that is okay with everyone. Because I have a couple to read tonight myself, so I'm going to go and do that. Still on my board. Rack, this is all cutesy, right?
No. The owl
no.
was sad.
Oh, no.
So I went like I took your angle.
Oh, no. Don't do that. That owl is so sad, though. It's unbelievable. I've never seen such a sad owl. It's a great picture, but that is a sad owl. All right, let me get that on the board.
Is that the double owl?
I don't know what kind of owl it is. That's what we need AP here for. He's Mr.
I glanced at it.
That's Owl Jolson.
It's Owl Jolson.
After I'm done with this, you'll read yours.
Okay.
All right. So this is More by Rackentor. Ah, look, that rhymes. Ah, we must be poets. Anyway, More by Rackentor. I can't claim to understand what it means to truly be sad, contemplating loss of things I never really had. Dwelling on those thoughts are going to drive me stark, raving mad. Maybe living with the pain isn't quite so bad. Blurring the line between fact and fiction, the voices in my head debate their conviction. Cementing my sanity's
dereliction.
Thank you. Turning introspection into destructive affliction. When I was younger, I held onto hope. Now I'm trying a noose at the end of my rope. Searching every day for new ways to cope. Trying to find clarity in a kaleidoscope. There's a crack in the cloud, hemorrhaging darkness, following noise while promising catharsis. I found myself drawn to the shadows, comforted by their starkness, seduced by the emptiness at the heart of this. My dreams adorn my cheeks in saline streaks, succumbing to the relentless critiques worn on people's faces when they can't be bothered to speak, leaving me on the outside looking in, unclear where things end and where they begin. Watching as your heart lies bleeding on the ground, chanting silently without making a sound. Listening as what remains of your heart offends the one that destroyed you, standing steadfast by their side. Regardless of all you've been through, wearing your pain like armor, your integrity enables you to endure, protecting you from people like me who believe you deserve so much more. End poem.
This is beautiful.
It really is.
What was that one line? The kaleidoscope line. When I was younger, I held on to hope. Now I'm trying to noose at the end of my rope, searching every day for a new way to cope, trying to find clarity in a kaleidoscope. That's a great bunch of words right there.
It is. It is. That is a great bunch of words. They come together very beautifully. Once again, we're in a hurt locker.
It made the owl sad.
It made the owl sad.
That's a great gray owl.
That's a beautiful owl, though, but he's so sad.
Yeah, it's like the biggest owl, I think. Beautiful.
I like the last stanza a lot. Actually, the last two stanzas. Listening is what remains of your heart, defend the one that destroys you. Standing steadfast by their side, regardless of all you've been through. Wearing your pain like armor, your integrity enables you to endure. Protecting you from people like me, who believe you deserve so much more. Those are crazy. I mean, that in itself could just be an entire poem. The whole thing is beautiful. It's got so much depth and feeling to it. It's got layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. Like something that affects you and something that affects someone else and the whole interlacing and the bond between both. I think it's crazy good. Well done, Raconteur. I think it just fits that the face of that owl and because it not only looks sad, but it also looks kinda angry. The more you look at it, it goes from that sad face to that, like, frustration and anger, kind of like, why is it this world, or why is this happening? And I really like the title more. Like, there's more to just this current face I have. There's more inside of what's going on. So I like the title a lot. Very good.
Thanks, sweet.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, it seems like it's a poem of expectations sometimes go astray. You're looking at it, wondering why things happened the way they did, and then looking at your lady and wondering why she is the way she is and trying to explain time to take up for her. You're listening to what remains of her heart and defends the one that destroyed you. And you're trying to defend herself and trying to make her look good, even though you don't know what is going on in her head, it just seems like to me. And but you're still in love with her anyway. So it's a lot of expectations going the wrong way, the way I got out of this poem. Kind of sad poem, but it's a nice little poem.
Thanks, Wayne.
Absolutely. And how did your rest of your story? Are you good?
Nothing.
I'm good. Okay.
Oh, I do. Always do, but I can't do that.
All right. Then
sure,
you are
carry
on the board.
Carry on.
You're on the board. It's your turn to read.
Okay. That's a puffin right there. Okay, where am I? There it is. I just finished this. It's called Hey
All
You.
Right.
You see the picture. Hey You. Think of Pink Floyd. Hey You out
okay.
there in the notion. Hey You out there with the notion that we're... We are floating on the notion, dreaming to get easy the things that are as pretty. Hey, you. Sending waves that have no wordage, seeking things that gives me courage. Hey, you. Tell me that you see me so I can go uneasy. Hey, you. Don't go near the edges that crumble at the edges. Hey, you. Look out for the sign and ask you one last time. Hey, you.
That's awesome.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Come here. That's great. I love that. Dreaming to get easy things that are as pretty as hey, you. That's pretty cool. Sending waves that have no wordage, seeking things that give me courage. Hey, you. That's pretty cool. I would love, honestly, to know, or if we could possibly actually figure out what these animals are thinking at these exact moments.
Have you seen the videos of these people that have, it's a keyboard that's either on the wall or on the floor in a corner, and each pad says something. So if they hit the right pad, the animal knows that it's saying a word that communicates with you. And they've got these where these animal comes in and taps what the dog's thinking. It's bizarre.
No, I have not.
It's a husky. Comes in and she thinks that mom stinks, that the lady stinks. Apparently she put some cologne that he didn't like or something. So he goes in and goes, mom stinks. He had to do it 3 times because she kept saying, what? Mom, what? And she says, mom stinks.
Yeah.
But that was just a form of communication. There's another one where a cat goes up and before it dies, goes over there and pushes goodbye and now. And so, check them out.
I will have to, because as someone that works with dogs, I would totally believe that is a training issue for the camera, or training issues. That is a trick. I would totally believe that in my heart. That is a trick.
I thought that too, but believe me, Sweet Pea, when that dog comes in 3 times, each time he gets one more piece of the puzzle right. And it's like,
I'd have to see it. I really would.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, but I also believe
dogs are smart enough to learn, you know?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. They know how to ask for food. They know which one's food and now and a walk. They know which button to push. So, and that's the training. It's just when they have the cognizant sentence.
If they push a button that says food, 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 and they get fed, eventually they're going to know if they put their paw on that button, it's going to...
But this is a sequence. They got to do more than one. They've got to put it together. They got to go, maybe they got to say food. Yeah, they have to figure it out, the sequence, so it's not that easy that it's a red block, you know, a red button, blue button type thing.
Well, right, because I had a dog, an Australian Shepherd. If I told him, bring me your red ball, he'd bring me the red ball. If I told him, bring me a green ball, he'd bring me the green ball. If I told him, bring me his red elephant or his pink pig, he would bring me the red elephant, the red ball, and the pink pig. So
that's the next level. That's the next level of intelligence, yeah.
But trust me, I can't get all of my Aussies to do that.
So he's not seeing the color. He just knows the one that smells like this is the one she's asking for, referring to as red.
Yeah, but Shadow was freaking amazing. I mean, he was unbelievable.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta. I'm a true believer that they can
learn
a lot more intelligent than they give. Yeah, of course. And it's like with Blue when I had him, I taught him dog tricks. I didn't set him down and try to teach him algebra, and maybe I should have.
Yeah.
So it's
sometimes,
you know?
I wonder. Yeah.
So that's the thing that makes the Dr. Doolittle idea so intriguing, because, you know, animals are so expressive, especially dogs, because, you know, everybody knows that look when they cock their head to the side. I love that look.
Yeah.
And exactly, it's like, what are you thinking, boy? You know, really?
What? What? What?
What? Yeah.
What?
You know.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine, and she, I think, can teach dog anything, and she has some of the most spectacularly trained dogs ever. As a matter of fact, there was a gentleman that is
so cool.
on America's Got Talent. I don't know what it is. It's not America's Got. He won America's Got Talent last year, and now he's on the America's Got Talent Superstars or something that's running right now. And he's got his dog on there right now, and he's
right now. Now. Right on the TV.
Well, not on the TV right at this second, but it's a program they're running.
Oh.
He's running his dog. I think her name is Hurricane. I think he's running Hurricane. And
Joy
I've
pays,
actually...
Pays attention to that. Yeah.
Okay,
Joy,
so if watching America's Got Talent right now, I know that dog, I know that gentleman, and that dog will learn anything. So if she's
seen
him...
Is that the little white border collie?
Yeah, little white border collie. So Andrew Stikorfe,
okay.
That's a friend of mine. I know that dog. My dog's actually competed against him.
Oh, really?
My dog was awful. Yeah. So
they sniffed each other's butts.
Well, sort of. But he is such a sweetheart. He's such a great guy. He did a clinic with my club to teach us how to help train our dogs. And then, of course, he competed.
Sure.
With the Frisbee World. He's a Frisbee dog player.
What was the best
but he's
piece
got
of
amazing.
Advice he gave you that you didn't already
patience.
Sort of know?
Patience. And never, it's always with kindness. Patience and kindness. But those are kinds of things, But his
Don't
dog,
ever let him
got,
down.
Right, and you didn't let him down. Stop it. he's really good. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. And, but yeah, if you're watching that's one of the people
the
kind of world.
I remember. Yeah. Cool.
So.
Yeah, check out those, I don't know what you call them, animal, it's just a pads that they can push either on the wall. They push it, but yeah. So
not that I in any way, shape, or form in that world, but the friend I was talking about that works with her dogs.
Yeah.
That's the kind of level she's at too. And, I get the best advice when, you get to be around the caliber of those people and, I get to hang out with, people that are training their dogs like that and are around that, and I get very excited about that.
Really?
And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
See,
and
it's our fault for keeping them down. When they can soak up
that,
so much more.
They take that to the next level, and they teach them accessibility animals for the blind. It's like they jump up and open the door when somebody can't see and they want to go out. They teach them how to help people, the helper dogs, some of the things that they train them. It's amazing.
Incredible. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Some of the dogs I get to hang around or meet or be a part of are just incredible. Like there's, we're going to talk dogs, but we got some more poetry to do too. But when I get to, there's a group out there called Keller's Cause. The only dogs they work with are deaf and blind dogs. Most of them are double Merle dogs. These dogs are so incredible.
You mean for blind people? For blind people?
No.
No. The dogs themselves are deaf and blind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have the best tricks in the house. If you ever want to look up Keller's Cause and look at what she does with her dog, the deaf and blind dogs, because are bad.
What's the name?
Keller's
the name?
Cause, Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, Cause, because she rescues puppies that are part of bad breeding. So instead of having these puppies killed, she goes out and tries to rescue them. And what she can train and get these dogs to do is, oh, my God, I love Keller's Cause. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there, she's
a
lot of fun.
A breeder won't get a dog certified if it's not perfect. They won't go and register the dog, and but they'll, like you said, they'll abandon it.
No, these are bad breeders because they deliberately breed two dogs that should not be bred together because they want them.
Brother and sister.
No,
they're
called double morals.
They're trying to get the mutation. Like
they're trying
how
to
they
get the miniatures perfect blue
and
eyes.
Such.
No, they're
okay.
So you know how Blue was a Merle?
Yeah, actually, that token was my wife's dog. Was Blue? Was a Blue Merle?
Right. So you couldn't mate those two dogs together.
Right. It's like a frizzled chicken.
Right, because if you mated two Blue Merles together, you would get what is called a lethal white. Now, a lethal white is a dog that has a very high percentage of getting a deaf and blind dog. So most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, bad breeders will try to get the perfect Merle with the bright blue eyes. And they mate them, but what they do with the deaf, they do that, and then they take the deaf blind dogs and they just dispose of them. Those are very bad, bad people breeders. They're not quality people. There are billions, millions, thousands of great breeders. These are not. I don't even like saying the word breeder because they're not. They're backyard trash.
That's
so.
That's great. I mean, Keller's.
Yeah, Keller's cross. But so the standard breeding is a try to a Merle. You never ever breed Merles to Merles. Is my understanding. I am not an expert at it. I never claim to be, but that is my understanding. So
it's a way to avoid it. I've my sister-in-law bred Aussies, and the sire was always his name escapes me at the moment, but he was a big try, and then the bitch had a little blue moral in it. In her.
Yeah.
But not much. It had the softer hair. It didn't have the wire hair, you know.
Right. So, but that's about my world and, you know, let's all watch. It's gorgeous. And Wayne, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't leave you out of here. I hope you're still hanging out with me and love me because I'm all about dogs right now and this show isn't about dogs. What's your opinion on the dog world, Wayne?
He likes coon dogs.
He does like hound dogs, I know.
No, corn dogs.
Something. Corn dogs and beer. I got one more poem to read, and then we're going to go say goodnight. Believe it or not, I've got two dogs.
I'm late. Okay.
I know. Two dogs sleeping on my bed, but I want to get Deb's poem read. I have What'd you get?
Guess what I got today.
What did you get?
My crow call.
Oh, good Lord.
Crow caller. Does it sound like a crow?
No, it sounds like a baby duck. Sounds like a sick baby duck.
Okay. No way.
It's not a crow. What made you think that was a crow? Wayne, does that sound like a crow to you? Wayne's
I'm listening to it does.
Okay.
I got to blow it a lot louder to get the caw, you know.
Why do you want a crow caller?
Because I had to pick one more thing to go... to get this deal on the internet.
Oh.
So it was I wanted, and I have crows that I'm trying to keep around here, and hopefully there's still ravens with them too, pies, and it's just one group. They're the last group around here. They used to be everywhere.
The crows need to be everywhere. I don't disagree with you.
Crows are cool. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Okay, so we have Deb. who I hope is listening and is feeling much better. Yeah, she's not here, though.
She's not.
But I hope she's feeling much better. No. Okay, Wayne said goodbye because the puppy, his kitty's not doing well. He's got kitty issues.
Nothing nice right. Wayne's yet.
Stop it. Here we go. You're always so bad. Here we go. This is Deborah Lee's poem, and it's got the sad owl. So after they trim the shade off his hunting tree, gardeners prune the trees in the orchard, trimming the branches and pulling the weeds. Men mow the green grass by the lily pond and snip tips off the cattail reeds. A gray owl lands on a naked branch in the tree with no leaves, just thin limbs. His big feathered shoulders just slump to the shade that he lost in the trim. He hunts for that limb. It's his tree stand, sleeps and mates on that tree limb too. Now without camouflage for nesting, all that tree is a spot for a dropping pool. Oh, my God, that's hilarious. It's just pooping pool now. No more having fun on that stool. Now it's just a stool for stool. stool for stool. That's fabulous. I love it. Oh, my God, that's funny. You and Andy were hilarious.
They remodeled the bedroom into a bathroom.
Oh, good. That's funny. I like this a lot. And I love her comment, may gardeners find poo on their windshields, too. Oh, hilarious. Leave it to Deb and IAP to make everybody laugh, and you and I bring everybody down, Frack. That's hilarious. That's just hilarious. That's funny.
We're true to our nature. They were nature pictures.
I know. Yeah, they were. And Hatter, you just mellow everybody out as usual, just sitting there like the king of mellow that you are.
Puffing.
Smelling like a rose.
Fabulous.
Puffing away.
Yeah.
Looking good. Thank you.
Ow. God, that hurts. All right.
No, you know, I got to say one thing about the owls on the farm. If you spent any time on a farm or by the tree line, you know, the woods, you can tell where they perch. You can tell by the white spots over everything on the ground. You also get what's called the owl pellets, that they regurgitate. It'll be a little fur ball type thing, and they'll have little bones in it.
The dead mice.
Because they swallow. They swallow them. They swallow their prey whole, basically the rat, the mice and stuff. They swallow it whole, so that all the bones come back out. So if you see where they're pooping at night roosting or perching to hunt by their waist on the ground, you'll find these owl pellets too.
Cool.
You can cut them open and see the little bones. It's sort of interesting. Just saying.
Wow, that is pretty cool. That is awesome.
Thank you, ma'am.
And it is. What do you think of Deb's, other than that, what did you think of Deb's poem, other than the nature lesson we just got, which was cool?
Well, she backed me up. It's the gray owl. That's a big bird. It's wingspan. And owls are just so... So my mom loved owls. That's what she collected, whatever. And the face features. It's not for camouflage. Or maybe it is. But it's just the feather structure is just freaking odd. And it's just a gorgeous, majestic bird.
But depending on the owl, the structure is designed to make the sound go a certain way across their face, so that's why they can fly at night and things. It's not just their eyesight.
Yeah. And one other thing, don't poison rats. Don't use poison because the rats
take it, and the owls and other prey will eat, find the poison rat and eat it, and they will die. And it's a tragic thing. So,
oh, wow, I never thought about that.
There's other means. Oh, it happens all the time. They find the sad videos of these owls and hawks. They're just, and eagles. You just can't poison them like that. So,
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, they snatch up the sick prey, and then they are the ones that end up paying.
Yep, and it's arsenic, and it's a terrible thing to see. But if you watch it once, you'll become a believer, and you know, okay. Beautiful birds.
Yeah,
they are. Oh, cool. All right,
well,
guys.
I'll practice on
hours.
My crow call.
Okay, you practice on your crow call.
I'll call you later. Call you later.
All right.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw, I got that. Call me later.
Oh, no, that.
Call me later.
That was racketeer worthy.
That was racketeer worthy. That was pun.
Thank you, thank
pun
you.
Worthy. I have.
Hey, I'm a fun guy. Okay.
You're a fun guy. You're a fungus. Thank you for being
only when
important,
I want.
You guys. That was fun. Only when you want to. All I got to do is bring boots in the picture, and you're all fine.
Whoa.
That's right. Ouch. I will be back next week, and then, believe it or not, I'll be gone again because I'm going to a very great wedding.
I just got my renewal of my California Ministry minister papers, my certificate of
authenticity. Awesome. You are
a minister in the state of California.
You are a minister again in the state of California. Awesome. You can marry people. You can
give last
judge
rights.
People.
I can judge people?
Can make,
didn't think of that.
Maybe he could marry dogs.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on if he.
I could do all the surveys.
Yep.
I could marry people.
You can marry people.
Certificate.
But can you marry people to dogs?
No.
I try to talk
about it. That's totally legal. Yeah. You can advise people on good things. And the dog takes off like a bat out of hell. Dog is not appreciated.
Everybody lives happily ever after.
Yeah. That's right. All right, you guys. Thank you for being around. Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate it. Thank you, AP. Thank you, Hatter. Thank you, Rakentor. I had a blast.
You're welcome.
It was fun. It was
You're
a lot
welcome.
Of fun. I'll be back next week. I don't know what my subject may be, but we'll figure one out. Maybe I think I'm going to do Open to Darkness next week. I haven't done darkness in a while. What do you think?
Hey, look, a crow.
How about we do our Open Darkness? Because, you know, Halloween's coming up, or not Halloween. I mean Valentine's Day.
That's a dark and drizzle day.
Yep, so I think maybe we'll stick to...
He gets way too much credit. He shot people with arrows. Valentine was a killer.
Dark chocolate.
I agree. I think the next couple of weeks we should focus on the darkness of that holiday, what it really means. Arrows, we got bleeding hearts, we've got flowers.
How did that start? The heart being ripped out and shown to everybody to get you your heart.
And it's the only holiday where the flower we give has the sharpest thorns on it.
Well,
I mean, did you ever think about that?
The Aztecs were the only other ones that reveled the heart and ripped it out. Actually, took a peek.
I mean, we don't give, like, what other flower has the sharpest barbs you can think of on it? And that's the one that's praised at Halloween.
Pyracantha, Asian pear.
We could give carnations, could be daisies. I mean, there are so many other pretty flowers that could be given, but no, the flower of the
Valentine. I see what you mean. I see what you mean in the metaphor type thing. Why roses?
Why roses?
You know, because
rose by any name smell is sweet.
You can't know true happiness until you know true sorrow, pain. Love.
Yeah, I think we're going to, next couple of weeks might be the terror of the Valentine's Day.
Valentine was framed. No.
I don't know.
Okay, man. I'm late.
I mean, one of the worst Valentine's, yeah, you think about the Valentine's Massacre, too. And okay, I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about it later, guys.
Al Capone. He was in Florida.
I know.
I was there.
Yeah.
I saw him.
All right. We'll talk next week. Thank you, guys. Have a great week. I'll see you guys. Tomorrow is your day, isn't it, Hatter?
Yes, it is. I got to figure out what I'm doing. I dropped the ball on that one. So I'm going to get on that right now. Figure it out.
All right. Figure it out. Saturday is everybody. And then Sunday is Murder and Mayhem. And that'll be awesome. Trust me. Check that out. One of my favorite shows. And then Monday we are back with Prompts with Deborah Lee, and we'll talk more, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Good
night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Thorn in your side.
I got to get to the Blog Talk now, and shut it out, and say goodbye to everybody, and. Thank you guys for listening all out there. I appreciate it. Oh, you know. Maybe if my computer's not going to load. Night, Rack.
Good night. I'm waiting for the button.